Blog Talk Radio.
I am here to inform you, in case you didn't know, saying on your friends for not telling you, but you would know that I was today. My name is Jesse the Jack.
Hammer, 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 hammer.
Welcome to the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV radio show, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV on YouTube.com. Tonight, we are going to talk about paranormal stories. We're going to hopefully get some people call in to share their paranormal stories as well. So tonight, we're going to have other people hopefully come in, call on the radio show, and share their paranormal stories as we are here for 30 minutes on this, 24 minutes actually, on the radio show. And we'll continue with this right here on YouTube.com. So, what's going on, Becky Boo? Thanks for being here. Come on in, guys. Come on in. Six watching. Come on into the chat, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, what's going on? What's going on, Smith? How's everybody doing? Come on in, guys. What's going on, world? Thanks for being here. So, tonight, we're going to have you all contact me on the number in the description. We're going to have you contact me with the number in the description. We want to hear your all's paranormal stories. Everybody has paranormal stories. So please feel free to call the number. What is your all's paranormal stories? Let me do this. 1 second. So what is your paranormal stories, ladies and gentlemen? guys, when this 22 minutes ends, the lines will be closed. We want you to call in and tell us what your paranormal story is. So if you don't care, call this number. If you're even driving, we'd love to hear from you. So we want to hear your paranormal stories if you don't care. I remember once before, like I said, when I was a kid, I lived in this house in Flemingsburg, Kentucky, and it was very haunted. Very haunted, guys. Literally haunted, as in we heard footsteps, we heard a woman walking up and down the stairs, I heard chains rattle, her baby cry when it rained, and it was coming from the well. We heard a man whistle and cows, and there was nothing there. I saw the mother that killed her family on the back porch, and she vanished. Literally. So, if you don't care, guys, please feel free to call in to this number above and right here, because we want to hear your paranormal stories. Here it is.
What up, people?
So we got 20 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. We want to hear your stories. If you want to share your paranormal stories, we'd love to hear from you. Don't be afraid to call in. Nobody ain't going to judge you. I'm not going to let nobody judge you. You know, a lot of people don't believe in paranormal. They think it's fake. They think it's not real. But you know what? I know personally it's not fake. I know it's real. So please call that number before the lines close in 19 minutes, guys. We want to hear your story. I'm sure somebody's got some kind of paranormal story they would love to share, and they're afraid to be judged, but don't worry about that. We're not here to judge you. We don't judge you at all. At all. So please call in. Share your story. Share your story. Can I call for that? What's that? What are you calling for? I'm sorry. Can I call for that? For what? For what? For what? For what? Is that paranormal? Call in and see. Let's hear from you. And we'll go from there.
Yay!
Well, wait for your phone call, okay? You can call in. Here's the number again.
Simon, but I have phone.
You
want to
have a phone?
My phone.
We'll wait for your phone calls.
Have you had any paranormal experience, Chuck?
Well, yeah, like that time I was painting the house, and the old lady had lived there and had died in the house. And while I was painting, I would see out of the corner of my eye, like someone passing from like the bedroom hallway to the kitchen, and you would hear noises back in that side of the house. And so while I was painting the other side of the house, and whatnot, I'd hear noises, and I'd come out, and I'd look, and I wouldn't see anybody, but I'd see like a shadow that was going from the bedroom to the kitchen. So basically, I guess the front bedroom was where she had slept or stayed, and I guess she spent most of her time in the kitchen and whatnot, but when I was painting the living room, I saw an apparition through the glass, and so I did a glance up and look. looked around, and it wasn't there. So then I'd go back to painting, and it became a game. And I think I'd put it in the chatter, but it became a game because I would follow, and the noise would go to a different room, and I would follow, and we were chasing each other around the house. And finally, I gave up, and I sat down on the couch and told her that I had fun playing the game, and I said, but I got to get back to work, you know, go rest here a minute and whatnot. And but anyway, it was like she was standing in the doorway to watch
mm-hmm.
what I was doing and whatnot. And the reflection from the glass, held me off the glass, because I was looking at the front window, and I see the reflection from the back, because there was a back window, too. And I looked, and there wasn't anything there. And then, of course, I looked back. It was going, but it was a little game because I'd see a little shadow hiding over into the dining room,
right,
and whatnot. But I told her, you know, I was here painting the house and everything, and I wasn't going to harm. I appreciated the games, and if she wanted to play again, I'd play. But it's
Jules, I know you have paranormal stories.
Come back periodically,
right? Jules, we would love to hear from you. We would love to hear your stories. Becky Boo, I know you got stories. I know you're driving, but I'm sure you can dial in. I got a few minutes, but I can't call. So type your story in here, and we'll read it out loud if it's okay, if you want us to, and we'll put it on the radio. My mother skinned my butt.
He was born here.
Oh, it was just a 2 year late. Becky Booth, give us a call. We want to hear from you too.
Huh?
14 minutes to the show, ladies and gentlemen, for the show ends on the radio show. Oh, really? Turn down, Marshall. Come on, Becky. We want to hear from you, too. I'm sure you got paranormal stories. I know you're driving.
Ta-da.
I have to think about a good story. Got 14 minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-oh.
We're going 13. I would like to get at least to do a couple of good stories on here before we go off air. Susie Q, we're doing paranormal talk. You want to share some paranormal stories, Susie Q? Please feel free to call in and tell us your story. Love to hear from you. Okay, that's fine, Susie Q. 13 minutes. 12 minutes now.
What is it?
Stickers. All wasted stickers.
And
then
she
did miss me.
She's
doing
my hair.
Yeah, she did.
She got in my hair too.
I'm here
from here. That's out of the same road. I'm sorry. We are doing paranormal stories tonight. If you've had some paranormal experience in your house, if it's poltergeist or paranormal experience by seeing something in your house or maybe in a family member's, please call this number. We want to hear your story tonight. Chuck shared his. I shared mine. Chad, do you have any ghost stories?
I
that you remember of when you was younger? Mean. Lady, I know you don't have no stories. I already asked you. So we got 11 minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
Not horror bad stories.
We got a caller. Here we go.
Here we go.
Hello.
775. Welcome to the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV radio show and the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV on YouTube.com. How are we doing?
Good. This is Kay.
Hey, Kay. So you have a
story. How are you?
Good.
Yeah. Okay. So a week before October 23rd, I got a random notification. I wasn't even subscribed to this person. Her name was Eva McGee. And a week prior to October 23rd, I watched a video of hers, and it said that something bad, or like there was bad negativity on that date of October 23rd. So I told him, I commented on it, and I said, okay, I'll be sure to let everybody know to be safe on that day, like watch their driving, you know, just be careful that day. Well, on October 21st, we could not find my husband's brother, and we ended up finding out that he had passed away on the 23rd. In a car accident, and he had been sitting there. So, like, I don't know if that's paranormal or not, but, like, I had told him, you know what I mean, a week before, like, mm-hmm. be careful on this date because something bad is going to happen, and then something did.
Yeah, that's paranormal for sure.
And then another thing is that – 3 weeks ago, I got into a car accident. And the week prior to that, I had been telling my husband, like, I'm going to end up getting into a wreck. That's how I'm going to die. Like, I'm going to die getting into a wreck. And I got in a wreck on the second of this month. So, like, I have these weird, like, whatever they're called. I just have these weird, I don't even know what to call it.
Right.
Like premonitions mm-hmm. or whatever, like before they happen.
Basically what it is like a, almost like a gift that you have, that you see things, a sense yeah. and things you see that almost like a media and a gift, medium.
Yeah. Like, I do it all the time. Like, the other day, my husband hadn't talked to his dad, which his dad's been going through a lot of stuff because of the passing mm-hmm. of his son. And I said, have you talked to your dad lately? You know, you need to call him. Well, a couple hours later, he called. And I walked in from the garage, and I'm like, who was that? And he was like, it was my dad. I was like, oh, you called him. And he was like, no, he called me. And, like, I predicted that he was going to call that day out of all the days, you know what I mean, that I could have
mm-hmm.
said something about his dad. It was the day that he actually called him.
Right. Somebody said in the chat is per emission. That's what it was. And a spirit guardian giving you a warning.
And then, like, years ago, like, when I was younger, I was at a stoplight, and I was at a stoplight. There was a car next to me, and I looked over, and for some reason, I had this little thought that there was going to be an accident. So when the light mm-hmm. turned green, I didn't go right away, but the car next to me went and got in an accident, and they died.
Right.
So,
oh, wow.
Like, I have all these, like, weird things that, like, I can, like, predict that are going to happen, or, like, mm-hmm. it don't even have to be about anything bad. Like, you know, sometimes it's, you know, good things, sometimes bad things, but here recently it's been about major things like death and things like that.
Right. Oh, man. That's Awesome word stuff there for sure. So, ladies and gentlemen, do you all say it's a medium gift, or you all say it's paranormal? Is that, huh?
Foresight.
What do you all think? Let us know. So, but yeah, you got any other stories? You're welcome to share.
Those are the only ones I can think of right now, but I wanted to get that out because, like my husband, you know, he told his mom, he was like, you know, she predicted that she was going to wreck. She predicted that my brother was going to die. Like, she knows things, but, you know, I don't feel like I'm like a psychic, you know, but it kind of feels like I know things sometimes before they happen, or like I get these weird, like, signs. I get a lot of signs, like, it's like signs that things are going to happen, and then I'm like, wait, when they do happen, I'm like, I had a sign about that, you know, something, or a dream, like, I have a lot of dreams about things, too.
Right. Well, that's very interesting. People are saying paranormal, people are saying medium gift. Becky Boo says that this has happened to her before. So, this is, I'm telling you.
All right. Well, thank you for letting me talk on your show, and I'm going to get back to the chat.
When you were done, we wanted to give everybody an opportunity to get your stories out, you know. And this is something new that we try tonight. And if it continues to work out well, we may continue it every once in a while. But we appreciate you calling on the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV radio show. And we appreciate you being in the chat on the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV on YouTube.com.
Well, thank you so much, too.
You're very welcome.
All right. See you in the chat.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Bridget, what's going on? So if you want to tell your story, your paranormal story, or maybe you got a medium gift, and we want to hear from you, we want to hear your story. We got about 4 minutes left, ladies and gentlemen. And how you feeling, Bridget? We got 4 minutes left, ladies and gentlemen, before we go to iPod. We would love to hear from you all. So what do you think? I think it's paranormal myself and a medium gift. So please, that's awesome, Bridget. We prayed for you. We want to hear your story, ladies and gentlemen. Just like you heard Kay. I didn't mean to cut you off, Kay. I do apologize. But JJ Gaming, this is not my personal number. This is a number to a radio show, a radio station that we have. But we want to hear from you all like we heard from Kay. Please call in. We got 3 minutes to that. It goes in recording. You're very welcome. Please call in and tell us your paranormal stories, guys, before this radio show ends. We would love to hear from you all. Like I said, we got 3 minutes and 35 seconds. Call in while the line's still open, guys. We would love to hear from you all. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. Kate, if Kate can do it, you can do it, too, by sharing your story, ladies and gentlemen. We would love to hear your story. Please call in and share your story, your paranormal story, with us on the radio show. We got 3 minutes and 15 seconds, guys. Don't be afraid to call in. You don't have to tell who you are. You can be anonymous, but we would love to hear from you. Or if you want to tell who you are, it's fine, too. But please call in. You're down to 2 minutes and 59 seconds, guys. I would love to hear from somebody else to share their story about their paranormal experience they may have when they was a kid or as an adult or if they got a gift. Don't worry about what people say about you. We're not here to judge you. So, but yeah, we would love to hear from you. And we love to, you know, we've already got Kay that called us and shared her story. We got 2 minutes and 29 seconds, guys. Please call in before the line closes. It goes in iPod recording. Here's the number again. Please call in. If you have a paranormal story, we would love to hear from you. Me and Chuck shared our story. Kay shared her story. Before it hits 90 seconds, please call in and share your story. And this is that was an awesome stuff.
Becky, call in. We would love to hear from you before it, before this thing completely shuts down the lines. Please, if you don't care, we would love to hear.
Will it automatically cut off?
It'll just go 90 seconds. If they call in before the lines close, they call in before the lines close.
Yeah,
they call in real quick, and then, yep. But please, I'm a negative energy. You're not a negative energy. But not in 90 seconds, guys. Is this a gift that you got, things you can see before it happens? Come on, guys. Please feel free to call in. Don't be shy. Okay.
Who run the water?
I did.
Oh. Something wrong? Oh. Okay. I didn't know. But, yes, guys, call in before this show ends on the radio show. We got 1 minute left.
I'm just
kind of
follow back through the chat.
That's fine. 48 seconds, guys, before the lines close. We'd love to hear from you. Please feel free to call in. One more story at least. We can hear it. You have a story to share. We're here to open this up for you all. We're here to let you get this out. So.
Oh.
25 seconds to the lines close, ladies and gentlemen. Once you dial, you can get in before that time. 20 seconds, and you may not be able to call in. Nobody? Okay. 10 seconds. The line's going to close, ladies and gentlemen. Anytime, honey. 2 seconds, and the line has closed. That's okay. But we are in. Podcast. You can find this recording on iTunes.com by going to iTunes.com and searching the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV. What?
The radio station.
So anyways, please put your stories in on the chat. I would love to read your stories. I would love to read your stories on here before the radio. The radio show completely shuts down, but like I said, the lines are shut. The caller number line is shut down because, like I said, we are in pre-recording. But yes, please share your story in the chat. We would love to hear from you. Next time you have this, I will call in. I wasn't ready, but I think I and a few. Few good stories I have no now. That's fun, Becky. So I want to share a story with you all. My mother told me about this story when she was younger and she dated my father, and she was hanging out with her best friend, and her ex-husband at the time was her husband. They rode around in Lexington, and they went by this one shack where this slave was killed at. He was a slave because Lexington, Kentucky is known for slavery. And they rode around Lexington, and they stopped at this one shack. This old man, like I said, he was chained up and everything. When he died, I don't remember the guy's name, but when they pulled up in front of the shack, they called out his name personally. And when they called his name, they said all you would hear is chains. All you would hear, it's chains rattling, and he would come out. I mean, he would literally come out of the shack with his chains still on him, and it was rattling. You could hear the rattle. And Night Bridget, we love you. Please get some rest. We will continue to pray. Chuck says good night. We will continue to pray for you for sure. But, I mean, when he was walking out, you can hear the chains rattle.
Oh, my God.
So he would come out, and he would actually come to the vehicle, come out from the shack and walk the road to the vehicle, and he would talk to my mom, my father, and my father figure at the time, and my mom's friend and her husband. He would come out and actually talk to them for a few minutes, and then he would vanish. He would carry a small conversation on. And like I said, he was a guy. You're very welcome, Kay. We love you, and we're glad that you're here and you was able to get that off your chest. But he came to the vehicle and stood there with his chains on, all chained up, and sat there and carried a conversation on. It's like me and you are all. So, but it was awesome that she had shared that paranormal with me, that she experienced that she had. And they all the time went to his shack and called him out. And it was awesome to hear that.
Sorry if I make you this noise over again.
You're fine, Chuck.
I'm doing dishes. Wow.
So anyways, it was amazing. It was a really, really amazing how they, like I said, experienced that paranormal by being able to pull in front of that shack and that man coming out after he's already dead with his spirit basically coming out with his chained up. You actually see the chains. You actually can see the chains on him, guys. And it was an experience that they had. But it was crazy. I would love to experience that, just to go in front of him, his house, and talk to him, and get it on camera. It's me talking to him, you know. Burn hurt.
It hurts.
Okay. So. But yeah, it was amazing, guys. It really was.
I got
ready up completely. All right, hurry. She's busy. Do you want to hear my cheese, okay?
Jane's up here, done.
Okay, I'm just going to run. So, anyways, put it right there for right now. We'll move that over here. Put it right there for right now. We'll move it over here when we're done. So, that is the story that my mom shared with me. I may make a trip down to Lexington one day to see if I can find this shack, if it's still standing, and see if I can call the guy's name out. Pretend your book bag's going to lose it. Call the guy's name out and see if he'll come out. So, and it sounds cool. I wish I experienced that. But if I do this, I'm going to have a camera rolling. I'm telling you, I'm going to have a camera rolling. We're not going to have it in our hands because I don't want him to get upset and see, you know, he may not know what a camera is, but, you know. But. I'm glad you came on, Kay. It was awesome to have you. It really was. It was good to have you. But anyways, yeah, we're going to do this again, ladies and gentlemen, for sure. We will do this again sometime. And also, by going to Lexington, Kentucky, even about someone dying the very next day, I knew it. I hate it when you try to revisit somewhere from the past and they have torn it down. Wow. I don't know if the shack is still standing, but I want to find the house or wherever it was he was living in. Guys, I will get you the link to this. Actually, let me – when this ends, I can share this out on our Twitter. If you're not following us on Twitter, please do that now. Send us a request so you can go back and listen to the radio show tonight of the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV radio show. We would love to have you listen. The radio show is going to be shut down in 2 minutes. So if you have a paranormal story, I would love to do share it with you. Oh, Crow, what's good? We're talking about paranormal stories, though, Crow. Please feel free to put your story in the chat. I'll read it out loud and share with everybody else on the radio show and here. I don't know if that's going to be good for you.
Yeah, it was Louise.
I don't want to chop your name up. Lean, how you doing? Drop a like and have a study and work. We'll catch up your next class. Okay, that's cool. Turn that right one on and turn it off real quick. Turn it on. Yeah, turn it all the way on. I'll turn it off fast. Yeah, move it. All right, there you go. So, I'll do something in a minute. Me and Chuck, I'm working on it in a minute. Hey, it's paranormal. Sink is coming on by itself, guys. It's paranormal, I believe.
No, it's paranormal.
We'll work on here, man. Tell me the story. Go ahead. Love to hear it. Put it in the chat.
He was actually
good.
What's that?
Yeah. Is it broken or is he replaced? Maybe he's tied up. Maybe he's loose in there. Or maybe loose. $59 right now.
I'm like my electric bill coming in. They've been talking to me and I haven't been here. I'm sorry. Had to go wash Rudy's hair.
They never said a word about you.
Oh, well, that sucks. Come on, everybody. Send me some hearts. You said Rudy. She said Rudy wouldn't let him wash his hair. But I went out there and told him, I hope you get back.
Miranda.
Miranda,
sure. If you got a paranormal story you want to share, please put it in the chat and I'll read it.
I'm trying to bring one to hang out.
They won't come on Hangouts.
Oh,
I just want the stories. Guys, we're going to work on some things here, man, anyways. I had some. Yeah, and now a little white box.
Yeah, it's turned water off. All right. Take that thing off and put
it. There's a little white box around here somewhere.
Yeah, you got me.
I know.
All right, guys. I'm back to my funny self. Chuck, there you are. Oh, look at there. Thank you.
Well, maybe I can do the radio show here in a minute when it ends. Go live again. I can set it back up, and we can do that. Let me go ahead and end this radio show and see if I can do that. Hold on a minute. I would like, are you able to call in the radio show, Miranda?
I question for you because Indian spirits are handled a little differently because of the age, you know, that one. A little.
Every time I turn my head, it quit. That's paranormal.
that ghost, or that apparition that's up at Blue Creek Park?
Seriously, every time I turn my head, it quits.
What are you hitting that?
So, if I do the radio show over again, guys, would you all be willing to call in and tell your story tonight? Miranda? I love you, but we're going on a personal one. My hubby was in a bad accident. Is he okay?
No, I'm not.
I know you're that accident ain't going to help. It'll clean it out. That blood.
It's not going to help. Ah, you're good.
Don't do too much, not feeling like talking too much. Oh, that's fine.
Yes.
You don't have to. May I ask you all a question? When this shuts off, I go back in and reset it to do another one. Will you? Who will come on the radio show if I can get reset? Lady says hi, Ruby.
No, check camera.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. We're praying for you, Miranda, and your family.
Oh, good.
You can stay right here, Chelsea. You're in the same way.
And this part right here, I stuck in my hair. And it was 3 months left and left.